You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Last month, Bill C-300 was defeated in the House of Commons. The private member's bill was to amend the Canadian Wheat Board Act to allow wheat and barley producers to sell directly to food processors. Although the bill was defeated, the federal Conservative government still has plans to reform the Wheat Board. The National Farmers Union opposes changes to single desk selling authority of the Wheat Board. The NFU is the only volunteer direct membership national organizations of farmers in Canada. Stuart Wells is the president of the union, and he joins me now by phone from his farm outside of Swift Current. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, good afternoon.
Can you explain briefly what single desk authority means?
Sure. I think the easiest way to think about it is it's similar to patent protection, which is a legislated marketing tool which is granted to companies or individuals who want to be able to protect and have the right to sell a certain product. And that's essentially what the Canadian Wheat Board does for Western Canadian farmers. It has the ability to be the only seller of wheat and barley. And I have to make a distinction here, wheat and barley, which is not used for feed purposes, so feeding cattle or that kind of thing inside the country. But the Wheat Board has the single selling authority for wheat and barley outside of Canada.
And how do farmers benefit from this?
There are price premiums that are attached to having the ability to have this market power. And so the Wheat Board can look at... The Wheat Board sells Canadian grain into about 70 different countries around the world, and it can look at the world markets, and it can sell more when it thinks the price is higher, and it can sell less when it thinks the price is lower. And because it can, it's also linked to a lot of pieces like the Wheat Board is able to watch the currency, changes in various currencies, and so they can hedge and protect Canadian farmers from those currency changes. So if the Canadian dollar goes up or down in relation to the U.S. dollar or other currencies, it can make sure that farmers aren't losing money when that happens. And there are a lot of other linkages throughout the transportation, working with the railways and working with other companies and partners around the world that make it so the Wheat Board can return a lot of extra money, a lot of extra advantages to the farmers in Western Canada.
Do any farmers support ending the Wheat Board's monopoly?
Yes, the Wheat Board or variations of the Wheat Board have been in place for close to 100 years now. It was just after the turn of the last century, so the early 1900s, when farmers started to get together and think that they needed a better way to try to sell their grain rather than just as individuals. Because the situation 100 years ago was much the same as it is now, in that there were only a handful of companies, four or five companies, that truly controlled the international grain trade. And so farmers have always been exposed through this lack of competition. And so over 100 years ago, farmers started looking for a better way to try to market their grain, and what evolved was the Wheat Board that we have now, which was actually put in place in 1935 by a Conservative government. And then it's been amended and tinkered with through the years, but it's always provided these tremendous benefits to farmers. So even going back over that whole 100 years, there have always been individuals or groups that have been opposed to central selling of Canadian grain. But throughout that entire period, those detractors have always been in the minority, and they still are today.
And are those farmers who are looking at the market and seeing that they themselves could get a better price?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. When we really get into the economics, there are many, many studies by a very credible ag economics professors throughout the West that show that there is a tremendous financial advantage to farmers to having the Canadian Wheat Board. When that is put on the table and those arguments are proven, then the detractors or the anti-Wheat Board people will turn around and say, well, it's really not about economics anyway, it's about freedom. and I just want the freedom to sell my grain even if it's at a lower price. And so it becomes sort of the property rights argument at that point. But, I mean, we know in all other areas of our society, whether it's speed limits on the highways or the fact that you have to get a driver's license to drive a car in the first place, we don't have unfettered property rights in the country. And, you know, society functions as a way to try to maximize the benefits to different sectors. And a Canadian Wheat Board is something that certainly maximizes returns to Canadian farmers.
A couple of weeks ago, a federally appointed task force on the Wheat Board released its recommendations, and these include a transition to a new commercial entity, which is called CWB2. Can you explain the proposed transition plan?
Well, I can't explain it because what they have put down on paper is at the best sketchy, and at the worst, it's really just a piece of trash. And if I was the Minister of Agriculture, I would be very upset that the government had spent taxpayers' money and received a document that really didn't further the debate at all. The Federal Government Task Force report just concludes that the government should change it was a foregone conclusion, I should say, as to what the task force would say, because the Minister of Agriculture had handpicked anti-Wheat Board people to actually sit on the task force. So everyone knew essentially that they were going to recommend a dismantling of the Wheat Board, and that's what they have done. Since that, early this last week, a response came from Dr. Murray Fulton, who is an ag economist at the University of Saskatchewan, which is a much more substantial document. And he explains the reasons why what they've explained in this task force report is just just cannot work. And so another thing that task force did was, rather than try to convince farmers that was, you know, the right idea, or show farmers how they were going to be better off in a new system without the Canadian Wheat Board, rather than do that, they just sort of threw that ball over to the board of directors of the Canadian Wheat Board and said, here, you should devise a business plan. And if you can't devise a business plan that will work for this, then all that means is that you need more ministerial oversight. And that's been one of the central problems in this entire discussion. In 1998, the Canadian Wheat Board was changed. And there was a very big change at the Wheat Board. And at that time, the governance was changed so that there were 10 farmers actually elected to the board of directors. So 10 out of the 15 people on the board of directors of the Wheat Board are now farmers and have been since 1998. And so farmers actually accepted control of the Wheat Board in 1998. And what we've had here in this last 3 or 4 months is the federal government coming back and saying, no, 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 farmers are not in control of the Wheat Board. We are. The government is. And, you know, it's everything we've seen in the last 6 months is just another manifestation of this, where the government is really trying to rip control of the Wheat Board away from Western Canadian farmers.
And so, what, as I mentioned earlier, Bill C-300 was defeated in the House of Commons, and the minority Conservative government won't be able to implement any of its recommendations on its own. What's the purpose of doing this now?
The government, I'm sure, is being lobbied very hard from the corporate side, because those same agribusiness players, the multinational grain companies, realize that they can make an extra $300 or $400 million per year from the grain trade, from farmers, if the Wheat Board isn't in place. And so there's a very big incentive for these huge companies to want to see this happen. And any time you have that kind of financial interest that these big companies bring to the table, you will have groups, they could be called shill organizations, that will be started and funded by these vested corporate players. And those people can be very effective at government lobbying. And so if you have those people lobbying the individual MPs or lobbying in Ottawa or, you know, actually working right out of being hired by the government and working right out of their offices, you will get this consistent pressure on the government to take some sort of action. Now, it just happens again that to be the case that the majority of Western Canadian farmers don't approve of the government's actions in these regards. And in this last 6 months, the government has taken just absolutely unbelievably draconian actions to try to win its debate. And they have done things like impose a gag order, an order in council, so coming right from the Cabinet of Canada. They've imposed a gag order that says the Canadian Wheat Board itself, as an organization, although it's run by farmers, is not allowed to go out into public and talk about the benefits of single desk selling. They're not allowed to produce studies or talk about the numbers. And the Wheat Board itself, you know, is they're the people that have the most expertise. They're the ones that have the information to bring to the table, and yet the government is saying, no, you can't do that. And at the same time, the Minister of Agriculture has directly interfered with an ongoing election process of the Canadian Wheat Board directors. He has, with a stroke of a pen, disenfranchised 36% of the eligible voters that should be voting in the ongoing director elections that are on right now. And these are the types of actions that, truthfully, I didn't think could happen in Canada. These are the kind of things we see as a news story coming from somewhere else in the world, but actually they're happening right now, right here in this country. And it's been quite a shock. Once people get over the shock, you know, that turns to anger against the government and action against the government. But it's, you know, these are just things that we didn't think we would see here in Canada coming from the federal government.
And so the government is trying to stack the board of a farmers' organization that they're ultimately trying to dismantle or disempower.
Yes. The board of directors of the Wheat Board is constituted of 15 people. 10 of those are elected by farmers. They're farmers elected by farmers. The other five were reserved as appointments coming from government, but they had always been used, and the spirit of the law was to use those five appointments to bring in outside expertise onto the board of directors so that you know, the board and the Wheat Board could function as well as it could. But what this government has done for the first time ever is they have fired appointed directors just because it seems like they support single desk selling and maximizing returns to farmers, and they have replaced these appointed directors with people that are hostile to the Canadian Wheat Board. So at the same time the government is attacking it from the outside, and the Minister of Agriculture is actually out giving speeches and sending out op-ed pieces attacking the Wheat Board. They have gagged the Wheat Board so the Wheat Board can't respond, and they are attacking it internally as well by trying to destabilize it and paralyze the board by appointing people that are hostile to the Canadian Wheat Board and want to see it dismantled. So it's, you know, I've used the word unbelievable already, but these are draconian actions that, you know, anybody that's of my generation inside of Canada, we have just never witnessed anything like this happening before. And it's really, you know, it's really scaring people about this this heavy-handed action that the government feels it's entitled to take.
Will this cause the Conservatives to lose rural seats and seats that they need to hold on to in Saskatchewan and Manitoba in the next federal election?
It's impossible to tell because federal elections are always run on a lot of different issues. And so it's, you know, it's hard to say. All that we know for sure is that there are letters to the editor coming to the papers. I myself am receiving phone calls from farmers who say that they did vote Conservative in the last election and that they will never vote for this particular group ever again. There is one Conservative MP in Manitoba that has already broken ranks and is speaking out against the government's actions on the Wheat Board. Mr. Inky Mark had voted against that bill, C-300, that you mentioned, and he's quoted in the papers as saying, you know, the farmers in his constituency are in favor of the Canadian Wheat Board, and he's just not prepared to knuckle under to what the other people in the Conservative government are saying and doing. So it's a little hard to tell at this point. One of the things the Farmers Union has been doing is encouraging people to write letters to their members of Parliament, but then send those letters to our office in Saskatoon, where we encourage the people to mark on the letter CC to all MPs, and then we are sending these letters into every single MP's office in Ottawa, and we've just gotten a tremendous response. I thought if we got 100 or 200 letters in under this program, it would be quite a success. We're already up to 400. And so we're sending that letter into every office in Ottawa, and we've been getting a very positive response from the politicians in Ottawa. But that means that we're somewhere up to over 120,000 faxes sent in the last couple of months from our office into Ottawa. And, that's I think a clear indication that farmers are really starting to understand how vicious and mean-spirited this particular federal government is actually being in relation to the Wheat Board.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me, and I do have information that I'll give our listeners on where they can go if they want to participate in your campaign.
Well, thanks for your interest.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Stuart Wells, president of the National Farmers Union, and you can find information on their Canadian Wheat Board campaign and the letter writing at their website, which is www.nfu.ca. This is Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.